The reason for races.
Can you tell me if there is a spiritual significance or reason for the different races?
The guide. Oh yes, indeed. There is no such thing as a coincidence. I should like to state, briefly, that human beings have to go through karmas. For instance, if a person is born into a certain race in which there is much collective suffering, it is, of course, due to this particular soul's karma. The more unified humanity becomes through spiritual development, the more will different races cease to exist. You can begin to see, even at this time, the slow but sure development in the direction of eliminating racial differences. In a few thousand years from now, perhaps in about 1500 years, the effect of this development will be very noticeable. Nations, religions, and races will have few of their differences left. This will be a sign of unification and spiritual improvement. However, until such time, there will be and must be differences, for only by encountering obstacles can you grow. This holds true for the individual's life, and it certainly applies also to the development of groups. You may wonder why certain races do not suffer from being different from others. Then you might ask, what can they learn from that? Indeed, they too have something to learn. Perhaps they need to learn the responsibility that arises from being spared sufferings that other peoples may have. Besides, this angle is not the only one to be considered. A spirit can be born into a race or nation because spiritually, emotionally, character-wise, and psychologically, it belongs to this group and therefore has the best opportunity to unfold there. Differences will exist as long as disunity exists on Earth and humanity has not learned to overcome it. As any difficulty or apparent disadvantage can be a cure, which it must be if the person is on the right path, advantage can be a cure too. Through differences of race, religion, nationality, or various other categories, humanity can become stronger and advance faster in spiritual development precisely because frictions exist. Without friction, development can never proceed. It is only a question of how the difficulty is met, always. How is it met individually and collectively?
But is not the variety of different races and their trends part of the beauty of life?
The guide. Yes, the variety is fine, but variety on your earth means friction and hostility. In spirit, there is infinite variety in everything, but it is unlike that on your earth where you have what you call better races and inferior races. That, of course, is karmic for both groups, and not only for the groups which are sometimes persecuted. That is also a thought upon which you can now meditate.
I'm curious about the role or the mission of Black people in this country today. Historically, this has been a very turbulent role, and it seems that there can be some answers to learn.
The guide. From an overall development and spiritual point of view, the separation that exists among mankind, not only among Black and white people, but in many, many other areas as well, is, of course, a result of a deep-rooted human error, and evolution must, under all circumstances, unite these separatenesses in the many areas that exist. This is also part of what I said before about the Aquarian age of group activity, so that mankind realizes that human beings are all divine creatures, that human beings can find a common denominator rather than harping on their separateness. human beings must eventually find this unity. Until such time, the great danger in human development is always that the pendulum swings too strongly from one direction toward the other, that one wrong breeds another wrong, that one exaggeration and ignorance breeds an opposite, which then heightens the conflict. It is exactly the same as when nations sit together and each says, "You are wrong," and then, "No, you are wrong," and each can really find such a wrong. If that is understood, this unity will come with much less upheaval. If the reason and love is found among all, it will be sooner than if the violence that has existed breeds new violence. This is what I have to say, and I say that not only about black and white, I say that about the political dissensions and all other dissensions that exist. The violence must not be met with violence. This does not mean that one has to endure or one should sacrifice oneself. Absolutely not. This Aquarian age brings forth more and more human rights. It does away more and more with the falsities that have existed.